Chapter 12. Conversation at a Window. Mr. Utterson continued to walk on Sundays with his cousin Richard Enfield. On one stroll, they chanced to be in the street where Richard had once pointed out a door. When they came opposite Blackmail House, they stopped and gazed at it.
"Well," said Richard, "that story's at an end. We'll never see Mr. Hyde again."
"I hope not," said Utterson.
"Did I tell you I met him some months ago and shared your disgust?"
"It would be impossible to see Hyde and not feel repulsion.
By the way, cousin, I finally realized that this door is a back way into the house of Dr. Henry Jekyll."
"Ah, poor Jekyll," said Mr. Utterson,
his face clouded. "I am very uneasy about him. His butler tells me he spends most of his time back here in his office.
I wonder if... Come, Richard, let's cross the street."
Always agreeable, Richard followed his cousin into the cool, slightly damp courtyard. Mr. Utterson halted under the barred windows of the upper floor and looked up. A figure was sitting beside one window, which was open.
"Aha,"
said Utterson, smiling with great satisfaction as he waved and called out,
"Jekyll, is that you?"
Dr. Jekyll looked down, his face filled with sadness. He had been taking the air at the barred window like a prisoner. Recognizing Utterson, he lifted a hand weakly in greeting.
"I trust you were better," said Utterson. "I am very weak, Utterson," replied Jekyll drearily. "Very weak. It will not last long, thank God."
His voice was very faint.
"You stay indoors too much," said the lawyer. "You need to whip up a little circulation. By the way, this is my cousin, Richard Enfield. Richard, Dr. Jekyll."
Richard bowed.
"How do you do, sir?" he called pleasantly. "My cousin is right. Won't you come out with us? A hat is all you need."
A long, pained sigh drifted down.
"Thank you, sir. I should like to very much, but it is impossible. I dare not."
Jekyll made a visible attempt to straighten his shoulders and rouse himself in general.
"But, indeed, Utterson, I am very glad to see you. I would invite you and Mr. Enfield up, but the office is really not fit to entertain in."
"Why then," returned Utterson cheerfully, "we will stay down here and have our conversation from where we are." A sad smile touched the doctor's lips.
"That is just what I was going to suggest."
The words were hardly spoken when the smile was wiped from his face. It was followed by an expression of such complete terror and despair that the two men below gasped. They saw the terrible look for just a second. Then Jekyll slammed down the window and disappeared from their view. Utterson and Richard stood frozen. Then, as one, they turned and left the courtyard in silence. Mr. Utterson's shoulders sagged as they walked on away from the scarred door. Richard, though as pale as his cousin, was younger and stronger, and he slipped a steadying hand under the lawyer's elbow. But neither spoke. There was nothing to be said.